You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to Motor City Sports Talk, episode 40.
40.
Where I think at one point in time we discussed bringing 40s for episode 40, and we did not.
Let's just say it was 39 then.
That was last week, though.
39.2.
No one knows.
39.1.
39 version 2.0.
Okay.
By jaundice. Shit talker, you remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I miss that thing. We should try to find that. That would actually be,
helpful. I've tried. It's impossible.
I can get off my old computer.
The number cruncher?
Yep.
Porn box?
Yeah, the number cruncher that sat in the corner and occasionally played porn despite not being hooked to the internet.
Yeah, shit talker would probably have a lot of viruses that went along with it. Get the conversion to
the flying squirrel logo.
Yep. There's a lot of dumb games that back then. There's a mullet hunter.
That was a good
one. Things are cutting up my mullet.
boss loved mullet hunter.
That was a good one. Elf bowling.
That it?
Trying to think.
Yeah, one more.
One year that was Brett's fantasy football team name, Shit Talker version.
It's a long name, but it's good. You want to keep on going?
Yeah, I'm looking for the Shit Talker, so.
Good luck.
Slow day and slow week in sports, so let's just look up Shit Talker.
Yeah. Reddit doesn't have it, so it's probably not going to be anywhere.
I told you, I've already looked. One time I spent 2 weeks straight looking for the thing.
Yeah.
Didn't shower.
Did you work?
No.
Is this summer of lazy?
Yeah. It's supposed to be like...
Was this 28 and a half beer Tuesday?
No.
How can you look for Shit Talker when you're having 28 and a half beers on a Tuesday?
Truth.
I mean, his phone.
I don't think I had a smartphone.
No. That's like,
you had to have.
Mm-mm.
You had...
That was like 2008.
Hey, didn't you have a BlackBerry or no?
Yeah, but they can... I didn't have internet on it.
Yeah, it did.
Like black and white
stuff. The internet was black and white.
It still had Google.
I don't think so.
Yeah, 2008 phones did have internet.
Yeah.
It wasn't like the best.
I don't think mine did. Mine had an antenna for a TV.
My flip phone had the internet.
You had to pay for it, though.
You have to pay for it now.
Separately.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It's not all just rolled into one.
It definitely wasn't easy to search for stuff.
For Shit Talker version 1.2.
It had a flip phone that, like, inside the antenna came out so you could watch TV on it. Again, separate service you had to pay for.
Wow.
So the Major League Baseball draft is going on right now.
Yep.
Royals took a shortstop.
That they did.
And that's all,
no.
For the draft.
The Royals haven't picked yet. The Twins took a shortstop.
Oh, that's what I meant, the Twins.
Yeah.
His name's Royal.
Royce. Royce Lewis.
Close.
So, Tigers have some picks. It's going on right now. They are on to pick 8. I do like the way, first of all, the Major League Baseball draft is, for the most part, the draft that will have the least amount of effect on baseball. Like on a major sports team. Obviously, the NBA, you're going to bring in somebody who can contribute right away at a lot of spots. NFL, you're expecting people through the 5th round to do that. Hockey, you get some people at the top end of the draft that could pull it off, and a lot of them have to develop for a couple of years, but at least there's some top-tier talent like the Maple Leafs and Austin Matthews last year. But then there's baseball. Where like Chris Bryant making the Cubs in 2 years is considered incredibly fast.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's not a lot going on here.
Mm-mm.
I still waste time and follow it, though. I remember when they took Christian...
Power pitcher? Who the Tigers going to get? Power pitcher? Power arm?
No, I want that kid...
I don't know any names.
There's this kid, Evan White, from University of Kentucky, that I want. He's a first baseman, left-handed bat, and he's very unique in that he's very good... defensively.
Oh, that was the end of sentence.
No. He's very good defensively, so much so that
he's good.
Well, when you think of a first baseman, especially a college first baseman who's a left-handed bat, hit 17 home runs this year, they think he's going to be a center fielder in the majors. You don't normally see that. You see a first baseman as your least athletic Miggy, basically. Just a big blob who's over there at first.
Trying to say, I played first softball.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah, remember my stretches?
That's wonderful pretty good. Stretches. Pretty good they stretches. Were wonderful stretches.
Too bad the throws were on target even to get it with the stretch.
But the reason I would like them to take him is college bat can move quickly, maybe 2 or 3 years through the minors, and he has that position flexibility where he's very good defensively at first, so much so that he could play center field, he could play a corner outfielder, he could move over to second even. You could, if his bat continues at the improvement that it has through college, into the minors, you could basically just find a position for him on the team just to get him into the lineup and into the majors. So, and I actually saw something this year. This is about the draft. This is more what I would rather talk about with the draft. There's two different players that were supposed to be taken near the top of the draft. I think this kid, Brendan McKay from Louisville, he went to the Rays. So he was so they don't know what he's going to play, if he's going to be a pitcher or a position player, because he was like the pitcher of the year in whatever Conference USA, whatever Louisville plays in. But he also hit like 20 home runs. So they don't know what he's going to do. If he, you know, Anthony Goes, like where Goes was drafted as a pitcher.
I hope he's not Anthony Goes.
Well, Goes was drafted as a pitcher. Decided he wanted to play every day, has tried to get to the majors, did get to the majors, had a parts of 3 or 4 years, and now he's trying to be a pitcher again. There's 2 or 3 guys at the top of the draft that are that way. And when I was growing up, the best players, usually the pitcher and shortstop and hitter, were usually kind of the same guy. And that's what this year's draft is like. The best players are college pitchers who are also playing every day and as good bats. What's the next evolution in baseball? Manny Actis as the next big move from analytics is shifting to 4 outfielders. There is that Pat Vignetti, the guy who could throw righty and lefty. That seems so difficult to replicate. You're never going to find another one of him, or they're going to be too few and far between. But are you going to try and find a pitcher who is either a relief pitcher, or maybe he's a fifth starter that can also hit in your lineup, can be used on days where he's not pitching? I feel like that should be the next
Mad Bum can.
Yeah, I mean, there's some pitchers that can hit. Even Wainwright can hit. Greinke can hit a little bit. Like, you've got Daniel Norris broke the scoreboard at Wrigley Field. He can hit.
Can't pitch.
No, he can't pitch for shit. So he may want to reverse Goes this thing. But I wonder if that's the next thing. Because, I mean,
Buck Farmer can pitch.
Buck Farmer had a good outing, yeah.
Couple good outings now.
The two of them.
But is it the Rick Ankiel? I mean, Rick Ankiel seemed unique at the time, but a lot more people are trying it. Are they going to try to find a pitcher that you don't have to DH for, and you can DH for somebody else who sucks, like Jose Iglesias?
He is one of the highest batting averages on the team right now.
Actually, Justin Upton does at 269.
That's the highest?
Yeah, qualified.
Okay.
Justin Upton leads the team in batting average, home runs, RBI, OPS, and stolen bases.
JD's qualified.
I don't know. Hopefully he's traded by then.
Might be.
I mean, is that no opinion if you think baseball should go that way?
If you had a pitch, or if you guy had an outfield pitcher, could you start him in the outfield?
You can change him.
Interchange him, right? So you can come in, like if there's a lefty coming up.
Joe Madden's
jump in for like one batter and then jump back in the outfield.
Yeah, Joe Madden's done that before, where he brings a lefty in to face a lefty, sends the guy out to right field for defense for one hitter, and then brings it back in for another lefty.
So
I mean, you would have that advantage too. It gives you a ton more flexibility.
True.
I mean, again, everybody looks for an Andrew Romine kind of
Do they?
Player. not him in particular, his exact profile, but just somebody who can play.
Pretty good catch in the outfield last
couple he did. Of, yeah, that diving catch was nice. But who can play in center and second in a pinch, play short. You don't want him to, but he can play all over the field.
Third.
Think about how good Shane Halter was.
Played all nine positions.
All nine positions.
I was actually watching that on SportsCenter the next morning. The Andrew Romine
catch.
After
Shane Halter? Oh.
And there,
Shane Halter, 30 for 30?
Number one.
<It's> 2 minutes long.
He was the number one play of the day, and the guy was like, oh, that's interesting. He used to play in the infield for the Angels. Now he plays outfield for the Tigers. I'm like, no, he doesn't. You dumbass. He plays everywhere.
He's the dumbest.
To wrap up Shane Halter.
Oh, Jesus.
Did you guys know Shane Halter was quoted, I think it was after 2002. Maybe it was 2003. After he'd obviously bounced around and played every single position, including all nine positions in one game, but they asked him how much pride he has in it and whatnot, and he said, it's fine, it gets me a job, but if they let me be the everyday shortstop, I'd win a gold glove there. So they bronzed his glove.
Oh, nice.
They literally took his glove and dipped it in bronze and gave it to him. Mm. I think that's quite funny.
Did not know that about Shane Halter.
That's why you come to Motor City Sports Talk.
Get those fun facts.
Fun Shane Halter facts. Let's talk Davey Cruz next. Worst 300 hitter in the history of baseball.
Is he?
Probably. He was awful.
Slow day. What else you got?
Air Bud stuff?
Nah, we can't get quite yet into Air Bud. It's only been 12 minutes.
45 minutes of Air Bud? I think we got it.
So, all right. So, J.D. Martinez, I found this interesting. Anthony Fennec from Freep.
One of the papers.
One of the beat writers. Said he talked to a couple of scouts and GMs around the league about the current value of J.D. Martinez, and the response seemed to be not top-tier prospects. They would, obviously people would like to take him. They would like to take him more so than just the deadline, maybe if you get all of July out of him.
I heard top-tier-ish.
Yeah, so one guy's
top prospect, maybe like second or third.
Yeah, one guy said he would trade his second and fourth prospect for him. Somebody else said maybe, you know, if I have a 1 and a 1A, I'd give him the 1A. I wouldn't give him the top one.
I'd take a 1A.
That literally is for the Tigers. Doesn't matter. You take two top five prospects from any team in the majors, they're immediately going to be in the top 10 at worst in the Tiger system.
Yeah. Do that for like two top prospects and then maybe an extra bullpen arm or something.
Yeah. Just get whatever you can for him. Because again, I mean, he's, for him at least, the worst case scenario is he turns down his qualifying offer, which he will do, and you get a draft pick. So you'll get the 32nd to 34th overall pick in next year's draft. So you will get some level of compensation, but
I heard it was only going to be like a fourth round if we get the pick, just because we'd be over the cap or something,
and then over the luxury.
Yeah,
and
we'd only get like a fourth round.
Those numbers won't come until the end of the year, so they can. I mean, I suppose if they keep JD all year, you're probably still trying to compete, but I just don't see this team not shedding payroll in some capacity. So they're going to end up, they should end up under that threshold because they're barely over it. They only need to cut maybe $2 million off the books before the end of the year to stay under the luxury tax. And
it's
that's
balls in here.
Yeah, it's surprising. They normally keep it pretty cold in here.
Falling asleep.
But then
he's just putting me to sleep.
Then there's Upton, and I feel like you need to trade him while he's on the hot streak.
Yeah.
Convince
he's going on a cold streak soon.
Convince somebody he's going to opt out and take anything they are offering. Because the worst thing that could happen is you're trying to negotiate a deal sometime in July because you've fallen out of it. He's still doing pretty good and you're trying to squeeze an extra prospect out of him and he blows his knee out on the field and doesn't opt out. You want him out of the organization as quick as possible. So if something happens and he does not opt out at the end of the year, it is not your problem.
Yeah, because there's no reason he would opt out.
the fact that he might hit 30 to 35 home runs.
I don't think he's going to get more than what the Tigers would be have to pay him.
He's only got 3 years left. He only has to tack
on. If he stays with the Tigers, what's his salary? What will we be paying him next year?
I think it's like 19, 20.
I don't see any other organization giving more money than the Tigers would be giving them.
You don't have to look at it from a per-year basis. You have to look at it at term.
Okay.
So if he's got 3 years and $60 million left with the Tigers, can he get 4 years at $65 million elsewhere?
I don't know if those teams are dumb enough.
What Black Rocks you got there?
North 3rd Street, Stout Street.
Oh. Lazy, they make a...
Is that the name of it? North 3rd Street, Stout Street.
Lazy, they make a beer called Lager Rhythm. It's an IPL that I was telling you about. It's very good. I think you would like it. It's
Black Rock?
Yeah.
Black
Rocks.
Lager Rhythm. Lager Rhythm.
Lager Rhythm.
So it's 4 years. I thought he only had 3 years left. He's got 4 years left. I'm looking at the right line here. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, he would have to be 4 years, $88 million in free agency, which is questionable.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think his best deal to stay is him staying with the Tigers, unfortunately.
Possibly.
For him, not for us.
No. Oh, I know. Tigers need him gone. That's why they had no problem giving him a 2-year opt out because they knew their window was gone. But I think the reason he did the 2-year opt out, I don't know the pending free agents next year, but I think the idea behind the opt out is that it's a weak year for outfielders with power hitting.
Yeah, if somebody's in desperate need of a bat, they'll take him and they'll be like, whatever.
And there's a reason Cespedes is on that shit.
Yeah, if he can,
I hope so.
If we have him on the playoff roster and he can somehow get hot and drive in home runs and hit home runs, we'll pay him for that.
I hope he leaves.
Yeah.
Well, we can trade him before it comes to that.
I mean, yeah, there's the illustrious list of he's honestly competing with Cargo, who has fallen off a cliff.
Yes.
He has been brutal the past 2 years. Will be 40-year-old Carlos Beltran. Jay Bruce.
Jay.
Rajay Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Curtis Granderson.
Curtis Granderson.
Andrew McCutchen, who has fallen off a cliff.
He's been coming back.
He's
on my fantasy team.
He is
Brett's baby carrot.
He's pretty beat up. Colby Rasmus. I mean,
it's on chubby puppy still.
Okay, wait. Austin Jackson. Austin Jackson. Cameron Maben. Rajay Davis. Curtis Granderson.
All ex-Tigers.
All ex-Tiger center fielders. Are going to be free agents.
Hopefully, you can have
Jason Worth is on this list. This is not an impressive list. That's a bad list of outfielders. I mean, it only takes one team. So if he can go,
as long as it's not the Tigers,
5 years at if he thinks he can logically get five at 90, I mean, he could logically get five for 100, and that's because he is. Still somewhat younger. He'll be under 30 when he's a free agent. That's the advantage he has. I'm not saying he will, and that's a nice safety net to have, but instead of risking it, if you can get him off the team for anything, you have to do it.
Yep, I agree with that part.
Mm-hmm.
So, you just need to trade for anything you can pull off. Oh, look at that. Johnny Peralta is going to be a free agent.
Johnny? Fat Gallus?
Fat Gallus?
He's still around? I haven't seen many Cardinals games. Is he still on the Cardinals?
Yeah, I think he's hurt. He thinks he's playing third and he's hurt.
He's always hurt.
Yeah.
I like Fat Gallus.
Did the Tigers get an opt-out on Jordan Zimmermann?
I don't think
that would have been, that would have been a nice after 2 years. We're going to opt out of this one.
Oh, boy. Has he gotten through six innings yet?
No. I don't think him or Norris have seen the sixth inning.
Yeah.
It's
Verlander's shit in the bed.
Yeah, it's...
He's not...
Good?
Doing terrible. He's not doing good.
He's not doing good.
He's got like a... Isn't his ERA above four right now? And
yeah. So he, outside of that Cleveland start, he was good at the start of the year, and then he changed his mechanics. And if you've noticed, he's able to throw hard again. He's hitting 98. He's hitting 99. Have you noticed that?
What's his FIP?
I don't know his FIP, but it's probably not good. Because FIP is largely based on walks and home runs, and he's walking a fuck of a lot of people. So his FIP is probably north of 4.5 or 5. But he's able to throw 98, 99 again, which he hasn't done in a few years. And there was a breakdown done on it because he changed his arm angle and said he's able to release the ball close to home plate, get more velocity. But by changing his arm angle, he basically lost his 12 to 6 curveball, and it angles much more, so he doesn't have the control on it. And his slider is just flat and barely moves across the zone. There's not that bite to it that he had. So he can throw hard again like he was able to in 2012, but he cannot throw his curveball like he learned to do over the past 2 or 3 seasons. Because his curveball was always good, but it was never as good as it's been the past 2 years. His curveball was ridiculous. But now he can't do it because he changed his arm slot and it doesn't come over the top all the way.
Yeah, but...
But he can hit 99, which makes him feel strong.
He's
going
to be like, oh, shit, well, this isn't working, so I have to go back to what was working before.
I have a hard time questioning what his idea is in his mechanics, because he obviously is a pretty good baseball player, and I am not a baseball player. But
I
can see the results, and the results are not fucking working.
I'm saying, after a while, the results aren't there. You would think that somebody would be like, hey, you got to go back to... what was working.
Or why can't he use his arm angle for his fastball and a different arm angle for his curve?
Because then...
Oh, then he's tipping off pitches.
Yeah, because then he would be tipping off his pitches. So I'd know, do not swing because this will curve.
Even if it's a really good curveball and people know it's coming, if it's that good, they can still miss.
No.
I know the answer to that, but it's just like, why? Why only one? Yeah, he's not doing... Fulmer sort of shut the bed the last 2 starts.
Yeah, he's been bad the last 2.
Norris is...
But I'm all right with that. I've never believed Fulmer to be the, you know, top starter that he was. I always thought he was going to fill a nice role in about the 3rd inning. And this is kind of what you expect out of a pitcher like that. Like, maybe it's a little more pronounced.
How would he fill a role in the 3rd inning?
Sorry, as like the 3rd pitcher. Like, he's... I think he's going to be...
a specific skill set.
Yeah. I think he's going to be a pretty good pitcher, and... he'll be here a while, he'll be fine, but it's a little, when he can dominate for 8 innings like he has, but then gets blown up in the 4th inning, that's not what you expect out of a 3rd rotation pitcher, a little more of a 6 to 7 inning guy, just kind of give up a couple of runs here and there, occasional blow up, occasional gem, but not
the
3 gems in a row, get blown up, 3 gems in a row, get blown up. It's a little awkward way to end up at those kinds of numbers, but it's where he seems to be at. But that's where this team needs to rebuild. It's where they're lost.
He's the reason I've lost 2 games, fantasy games in a row now.
Michael Fulmer.
Mm-hmm.
I keep losing because Anthony Gose isn't getting any saves.
if I was the average baseball fan that called into a talk show or a sports talk show, I'd be like, why don't the Tigers trade for Clayton Kershaw?
Give him Andrew Romine.
Why don't they trade Romine for Clayton Kershaw?
Are you joking? You're gonna take us to hot take town?
That's a hot take.
That's all you got, though? What are we giving up for him?
Romine. Romine and Norris for Clayton Kershaw.
That's the 3rd week in a row bashing sports talk radio.
That's a fair deal right there.
Well, it's like the kid that's trying to get Kershaw off our fantasy team, but he won't. He won't even include. He won't. These 3 players are off the board. Trout.
It was Mike Trout, Chris Bryant, and it's a shortstop. I can't think of
Correa.
No, what, no, not Correa. It's not even that good. It's really, it's the shortstop I wouldn't even. Oh, Bogarts.
Yeah.
Xander?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, maybe Stanton he'll talk about.
Yeah, maybe.
He wants, the best pitcher in baseball, but he won't include any of those three players.
I don't know. Like,
I mean, that's a great deal.
I get him saying, I'm not giving up Trout, but everybody else on my team is open. I sort of get that because if he's going to try to win something, he wants to pair Trout with Kershaw. Fine, but I'm going to take Chris Bryant. I might take Xander as well, or you're going to be giving up a lot for Clayton Kershaw. Over the 5 years we've been in this league together, has been the top scorer in the league 3 of those years. You're guaranteed to be in the top 5 of points, barring injury, out of a guy who's only been injured for part of a season, which was last year, and it derailed our entire season. But I mean, the thing is they look at my roster right now, it's like, oh, his starting roster sucks, but we have injuries, so like Freddie Freeman's out, so I don't necessarily need.
Yeah,
so that hurts after he was the top first baseman in fantasy baseball.
Oh, I know.
That hurts. So we're besieged by injuries, but.
And Jose Fernandez.
Yeah, that one hurts.
He offered up Hosmer, and Hosmer costs like $3 less than Kershaw does and provides so much less. We're using Justin Bour as coverage at first base.
He's got better numbers.
Who is way more valuable than Hosmer is, and he's like $20 less. All right, that was fantasy talk. Let's get away from that.
Isn't he hurt too right now?
He's on 10-day. He comes off Thursday.
I picked him up as part of my Freeman Band-Aid, and then he got
hurt. That's funny, yeah.
And then, I don't know who
He's our Freeman Band-Aid as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Chubby puppies.
No, the chubby puppies. They are some chubby puppies.
Okay.
What, the pictures of like some really chubby puppies? And they're really fat puppies.
I like the one that I provided better, but.
No, well, change it, man.
Your chubby puppies got next.
I got vetoed.
How many chubby puppies are in your photo?
Two.
Two or three.
How many did you get?
Two, but mine were fatter and cuter.
What kind of puppies did you choose? St. Bernards?
I don't even know.
St. Bernards.
This isn't Beethoven or Beethoven's second.
They're usually fat dogs, aren't they? All right.
Dog talk.
This was puppy talk. All right.
Speaking of puppies,
let's move. It is really, really warm in here.
Like sweaty.
Let's move on from the Tigers and baseball.
You do have pants on.
NBA Finals.
We could do NBA Finals.
Game 5 tonight.
Game 5 is tonight. Or the Lions and...
Your shirt? Your Megatron shirt?
No, not my Megatron shirt. This is the after work. It's 95 degrees outside t-shirt that I threw on that was top of the pile. Taylor Decker.
You were going to say Swift? You hesitated.
Oh, Taylor Swift. No. For some, I had
Taylor Decker.
I was questioning whether it was Taylor or Tyler, and it's Taylor Decker.
What, 4 to 6 months now?
Something like that. It's a shoulder injury. That's as a person who's been through a shoulder injury and a surgery, it takes a fucking while.
Yeah, you still walk with a limp.
Funny guy.
So,
left tackle done.
Yeah, does this change your expectations on the Lions season?
I would say a little bit. Probably. Even from having one of like, the best youngest Lions.
Well, I wouldn't say it was the youngest with co-host TJ Lang in there. He's 30.
Overall.
Speaking of which, TJ, you really need to start showing up because we got to stop saying you're the co-host if you're just not going to show up.
Maybe you could provide some content in these slow summer.
Or maybe he could tell us what the line's going to look like.
Doesn't he already have his own
podcast? Maybe. He's been doing a bunch of stuff with
Maybe he can just, at the beginning of his podcast, just say, with Brian, Jeff, and Mike.
And we don't have to do
anything.
That's true.
We can just be part of his podcast.
That'd be nice.
Send some demos over.
All right. So... How much does this change your expectations for the Lions? a lot, or do you think that it's early enough that they could find coverage?
Who are they going to find at this time?
I mean, at this point in time, you've got
any of the free agents, if they're good enough, they'd already be signed somewhere.
And how you just wait for the Jets to cut a 30-year-old at a really odd time, like they keep doing.
Yeah.
If this was Madden, I would just sign David Harris, who the Jets just cut, and trade him for a left tackle. They should just do that. Can they do that?
Sure.
I just felt a bead of sweat roll down my back.
I don't know if, like, yeah, it doesn't help, and it hurts the team, and it makes them not as good, but is it Corey Robinson who had some coverage at right tackle last year? I think
they actually put a time frame on it?
They said 4 to 6.
They say
months.
He's
less rumor, but 4 to 6 months.
I mean, he's going to be on the PUP list, so he's going to miss camp, no question. If they IR him, designated a return, that means he can't come back until after week. It'll be week 9 because I think their bye's early, so he can't come back till after week 9.
Zoinks!
But there's a chance that they don't do that, and he could come back by week 3, week 4 earliest. So if you miss 1 or 2 games, does it affect you that much? Or do you think you can kind of game plan 1 or 2 games for missing him and get around it?
There's a couple games you can game plan. You can, like, chip it with a running back or throw a tight end over there. But if he's gone for...
what running backs?
Well, yeah, we don't have any running back. No, didn't we sign Asiata? Yeah, they signed Asiata.
If you want to count that.
Sure. They do have a blocking tight end finally in Michael Roberts, so out of Toledo. So you could put him off the line over there.
I think, yeah, that would only be for like a week or two. That long, I think it's going to be tough. There's only he's probably like top 4 or 5 lines that you couldn't lose. Probably throw like Stafford, obviously, Hansa. I would throw Decker in there. It's like some of the probably.
But I mean, I don't know if I'd put Hansa on that list. I'm with you. Yeah, Stafford's the player you can't lose because mm-hmm. you don't, as much as I want to talk shit about Kaya over Rudock, you don't actually have a backup quarterback on this team. So
no,
if Stafford's...
Either way, you're screwed.
Yeah, if Stafford goes down, you're fucked. I think if Golden Tate goes down, you're screwed. Because Marvin Jones cannot carry this receiving core. You need Golden Tate. I think Slay might be up there more.
I'll put Slay up there, yeah.
I just... What did Hansa do last year?
Well, he was injured all last year, and the defense wasn't that good.
I'll give you that, but Yeah, he was hurt, and it hurt the defense.
Yeah,
but
he still made the playoffs.
And he didn't, even when he did play. What did he have? Did he have more than 2 sacks? I don't think he had.
He only played he didn't have much.
He played at least 8-9 games.
It'll be interesting to see if he's fully healthy this season to see the difference in. Well, the defense can be, because I think when he came back, yeah, he wasn't really effective, but I think that was partly because of the injuries. Yeah.
I think, surprisingly, something I never thought I would have said at the end of 2016, I think Travis Swanson is more important to this team than Ziggy.
He might be.
When he went down, that line fell completely apart. Glasgow, as good as he was at left guard, was not good at center.
No, but I mean,
you downgraded two positions.
If that happened again this year or next year, I think it'd be a lot better. Coming in as center as a rookie, there's a huge learning curve there.
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean,
so
again, that's why.
Down this year, I think Glasgow might be able to hold his own a little bit more. But
maybe. I just think you need Glasgow to concentrate as being that left guard.
I
think.
Agree. Well, especially with Decker out, you need Glasgow to be good at left guard.
I think that's the key, and I think that's the depth Quinn's trying to build, where you have a backup at each position, so you're not shuffling because of one on the offensive line. So you're not shuffling positions.
What's his face? Dull. He might be able to play left.
Yeah, they're talking about he's big dude too.
He is.
He's got the size. Dull. This is the idea is that your left tackle went down. The rest of the line is still together. The other 4 are still together. You're not moving because that was the first thing they said is. What's his face from the Ravens that they just signed? The right tackle.
Yeah.
It was immediately, he's our right tackle. He's not moving over there. We're going to find something else to be over there. where, again, last year when Swanson went down, you moved your left guard to center and you downgraded two positions because of one injury because you didn't have another choice. So this, you know, Decker going down. I don't know. I don't know. I have a hard time saying that it's going to affect them to not make the playoffs. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe they lose one or two games and that's enough for them to not make the playoffs. Yeah, but
I think
if Decker is in, I don't know how far I think they're going.
I think it affects you one or two games.
Yeah.
One or two
overall losses. So without him, they're not a playoff team? Because I think they're barely a playoff team with him. I think they were wild card at best.
I think it just hurts them too because it's his second year and they just really needed this year to for him to continue to grow and really have that line solidified. And now he's going to be out. It's just, I think it just does more damage long term where he doesn't have that second year to build upon last. But yeah, I think it's a big deal. Probably, no, like I said, two games. Miss the playoffs. I don't think they're going to get in the playoffs anyway, but miss it even more.
So.
So suck with
7-9 to 5-11.
I think they're 7-9 now. I think 9-7 is probably. I think they could miss the playoffs at 7-9.
7-9 to 6-10.
I think they could probably still pull off 7 wins. But because again, I mean, think about 2 years ago, that horrendous, shitty schedule and that terrible start. Didn't they end up with 7 wins at the end, anyways?
Yeah.
They won 6 of their last 7 games to finish at 7-9. So I think that's what this team is. I think that's what you are under Caldwell.
Yeah.
And again, I mean, I, after two drafts, think Quinn is doing a good job. I think he's making this roster better and better. So maybe next year things are turned around. Maybe Stafford signs that contract extension. You don't have to worry about anything. And, Decker comes back and great. We get a new coach because you fired Caldwell because he missed the playoffs.
You can get a.
How about hot take town? How about.
A receiver and a running back.
Yeah, we do need.
That stay healthy and aren't mediocre.
But how about this for hot take town? We don't sign Stafford to an extension. We let him walk in free agency because Brad Kaya is the future.
Good luck.
Well, that's a hot take right there.
That is
a scorching hot take. I say let Stafford walk in free agency after this year.
Or re-sign Kellen Moore.
So we do that and we pull Tony Romo out of retirement.
Out of the broadcast booth?
I don't know. Is that what he's doing?
Yeah, he
took over for like.
Yeah, he's like the number. Aikman or?
He's
like immediately like the number two color guy for Fox. Color guy. And then Cutler's like number four.
Oh, Jesus.
Wait, what?
Cutler's in the booth, too, now.
When did that happen?
Right after right after his reality TV wife took a picture of him standing naked on a beach and put it on Instagram. Shortly after that, he moved to the booth because nobody would sign him.
Got to see his ass.
Jay Butler.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Butler. Huh, I didn't know that.
Mad Butler.
I miss a lot of... There's weird stuff that I don't see.
You did not
like
miss...
Boyd going to the minors? I didn't know that happened.
Yeah.
Like, what the...
I saw that. I was like...
Yeah. I actually thought, outside of his last two starts where they finally sent him to it, I thought he was pitching better than Norris was.
Yeah.
He at least saw the seventh.
Did he?
Yeah, a couple of times.
Okay,
yeah,
wow.
He had like two or three good starts in a row.
Yeah, he had some really good starts, and then he had some rocky starts, and then they dropped him to the minors, mm-hmm. and Norris.
Just like, I'll go 4.5 innings.
Yeah.
Not good.
I saw the pitch count on, was it Saturday night when Verlander was on the mound? And he was at like 90-4. I literally only looked at the pitch count. I didn't see who it was. I was like, fucking Norris is on the mound. I know it. It was Verlander. I just immediately assumed it was Norris.
Verlander has a lot of those games, too.
A lot more lately, yeah.
Well, Verlander goes to those things where the other team just like fouls off pitch after pitch after pitch after
pitch. That's what I'm saying. You got to change the rule after three foul balls. Oh, yeah. You're out.
Oh.
Save the pitch counts.
Save those pitch counts.
Pussy arms can't go more than 100 pitches anymore.
You guys want to talk about soccer, or I actually forgot about one thing about it. It's about a player in the MLB draft, but it would be overarching for sports. About whether or not you would take a player with this incident in his background.
Did he poop his pants?
George Brett?
Is it George Brett?
Who is George Brett?
All right, so we'll do the draft thing, and then we'll talk soccer. All right, so it's not really about the draft. There's a player at Oregon State who is draft eligible.
I heard about this.
I didn't hear about this.
He's a left-handed pitcher. Draft eligible. Many people expected him to go in the first round, maybe late first round.
This is going
to
get deep.
It's going to get gross. I'll try to keep it as high level as possible, but when he was 15 years old, he pled guilty to molesting a five-year-old girl in his family of some sort, somehow related to her. Ended up pitching 3 years at Oregon State. Finally, he voluntarily left the team, apparently. The tweet I saw about this was, three teams have removed him from their board because of this incident. First, how come it's only three teams? What are the other 27 teams waiting for? But also,
the issue with that, if I remember reading it right, it was he pled guilty
as a minor. He was 15. Yep. He was 15 when this happened.
Punishment it was. Mm-hmm. But then when he moved to Oregon, he didn't register as a sex offender.
He did on campus, but he had to do it every year. He had to update his address, and he missed doing it in April, which alerted the police, which ended up alerting the paper.
He's already guilty, did his sentence, and then he forgot to register, and now.
And I read the open details on it of.
No, I didn't read any details.
It's not graphic details, but he admitted to doing it. He pled guilty. They lessened the charge so much so, since when he was 15, he was still able to go to college and play baseball, and it was kind of difficult for them to find.
How old is he now?
He's 21 now. So this happened 6 years ago. Happened in 2011. And
soccer.
Yeah.
We can move on from this. Fine. I don't want him on the Tigers whatsoever. I have no problem with that. But I think about this with Ray Rice, and Ray Rice has been blackballed, but Adrian Peterson was allowed back, where Adrian Peterson whipped his son with a tree branch, because I'm from the North. I don't say switch with a tree branch. And like cut open his balls. Like,
what?
He was allowed back. Yeah, that's why he was suspended for child abuse. You know that, right?
I knew that. I didn't know the balls.
Yeah. Hurt. He hit him so hard, it cut his 3-year-old son's balls open.
Why'd he hit him in the balls?
He didn't just hit him on the ass, and it caught the balls. So he was allowed back, Ray Rice. I don't know if Ray Rice wasn't allowed back because of the incident, or that he was just no longer productive and the incident, but at what's the cutoff? Like, yeah, I would in no way draft that kid from Oregon State. I wouldn't give him a look. I wouldn't give him a tryout. I don't care what talent he has. Don't want him on the Tigers. If I'm running a baseball team, I don't want him there. I think that's the level of, I don't care what you served as your punishment, I'm not going to employ you. Like, what you I think about Dante Stallworth. Dante Stallworth hit that guy drunk driving, did like 18 months in prison and came back to the NFL. Like, maybe that, because he went and served time and came back. And I think Matt Bush, who is the closer for the Texas Rangers now, was drunk driving and hit an old guy on his motorcycle, knocked him over, put him in the coma for a while, ended up living. He served 14, 15 months, was out of baseball for 3 years. Now he's pitching. Like, if they do time for what they did, is it okay to have him on your team again?
I think there's different things that you can.
Right, like, what's the crime? Like, what do you like? Is there any crime out? Honestly, this is the one that I just absolutely know. There is no level of what he did that makes it okay. So I would just blanket statement against anybody for that.
Yeah, if I was general manager, I wouldn't want him on my team. But it's like the whole dilemma of like second chance versus, you know,
punt.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a second chance with.
I'm not saying specifically that, but I'm just saying in general, like Dewey said, the other examples of.
Yeah, like what is the crime that's committed that you're okay with? Like, literally. Because, I mean, there's so many. Think about Miggy. Think like Miggy threatened to blow up a bar while he was hammered and drove around and got arrested. Like, we all brushed that under the rug like it was no big deal, but that was a pretty big incident.
And unfortunately, it matters too if you were a superstar or just a role player in a team. Like, the better you are, the sort of the more leeway you have.
Well, I mean, I'm not like saying that like being a drunk asshole is like, oh, that's acceptable. But like, at least with that, you can be like, let's stop drinking. So that, like, you know, takes out a certain and
didn't have heavy consequences on other people necessarily.
Uh-huh. Something like.
So yeah, like, Dante Stallworth, would you say no?
I would.
Just no, Tim. Okay.
You'd say no.
That's fair.
It killed somebody.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm asking. I'm just asking. Like, I think everybody's probably has a different opinion on what they would say winning. And I think some people take it that's much more seriously. Yeah.
That's why it's hard, because you're basically putting a price on winning.
Like, mm-hmm.
Well, all right. How much can this person help us? And then based on that, we'll turn a blind eye.
Yeah. No, I mean, there's probably a formula out there for, like, in baseball, there's probably a formula for wins above replacement divided by crime. Does it come out to be positive, yes or no?
Ray Lewis killed people. And
Ray Lewis killed the dude, allegedly. Actually, not allegedly. So I think somebody else got convicted of that one. But
people consider him, like, a hero.
Yeah, they have a statue of him outside.
He does a funny dance.
He does.
That BMAC likes to do.
Well, he also found Jesus, so then that...
So should he be tried for killing him in the first place? If he found him, he probably knew where he killed him, right?
Talking about Jesus?
Yeah. If you find Jesus, don't you have to know where he's buried at?
I think if you... It's all right to kill somebody as long as you find God after.
As long as you find God after. Okay. That's fair. That's a take.
As long as as long as it's like written down somewhere where you're cut off in crimes, that's all
matters. I can equate this to Bob Quinn saying no domestic violence whatsoever will be on this team, and then 8 months later signed a dude who had been drunkenly shooting the gun up in the air while verbally assaulting his fiance.
Yeah, it's not good either.
I think those were the details surrounding Corliss's
mm-hmm.
arrest. I may be mistaken somewhat, but something along those lines. Yeah, I was reading that today about what, you know, whether or not anybody's going to pick him, and three teams have him off the board, and that got me thinking of what is the blanket, I will not draft this man. Because then you look at the NFL and... What's it, Laremy Tunsil fell a bunch of spots in the draft because 2 years ago because he had a gas mask bong on and
yep.
fell like 14 spots. And then Lyle Collins was literally just his ex-girlfriend was killed and the police wanted to question him, so nobody would draft him.
Yeah, he didn't get drafted at all.
No, he didn't. And then the next day he signed because anybody's ex-girlfriend is killed, you're going to get asked questions. Just because it happened on draft day, he wasn't drafted for 3 days because of it. Like, again, and so the NFL is willing to do that, and all NFL teams are willing to do that, but there are so many other things where you, again, Dante Stallworth played in the NFL after getting released from prison. Ray Lewis, the same thing. All these dudes, for the most part, Adrian Peterson, are let back in.
But if you smoke marijuana...
Oh, my God. He didn't even smoke marijuana that they were sure of. He just had a gas mask on.
It was filled up with a lot of smoke.
5-second video. Could have been tobacco.
Uh-huh.
Could have been a hookah. Well, it was a hookah, but could have been tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been some cherry-flavored tobacco.
Sour apple.
Sour apple. Yeah. Oh. What are those things called? Sour balls? Those old... Gumballs from like the early 90s?
Sour balls.
Do we like sour balls?
Ah, damn it.
Those things that are in my mouth all the time, those sour balls.
So I was thinking about making an intro to the show, and it was going to be a series of random things that we have said that are ridiculous and stupid, and I feel like that one needs to go in the... intro at this point in time.
Oh, like a clip intro?
Yeah.
It'll be funny.
I think the term we were looking for was warheads. the really sour candies?
Sour Patch Kids?
There were goddamn gumballs that were sour.
I know they weren't called sour balls.
I'm pretty sure no one named them sour balls. What a determination you have right now. Just, I dare you, just type in sour balls.
Oh, I did, and just nothing but candy comes up, so.
Oh, take out the gum part. Just type in sour balls.
Sour balls.
Go to images.
Candy.
Damn it.
Yeah, see? Nothing but candy shows up.
What if you type in lemon party? What
old men balls.
There is, damn it, there's a beer, and I can't think of the brewery, but I was across the street when I got this beer, and
can't have a lemon party without old dick.
No, there's somebody made a lemony, like a lemon wheat ale, and they called it lemon party.
Nice. Really?
Yeah. I can't think of who did it. God damn it. Maybe it was Atwater.
I hope they did it on purpose.
Oh, you know they did.
Yeah, I hope so.
Do you think the writers of 30 Rock named Liz Lemon that?
Just for that one joke?
Just to make a lemon party joke 3 years later.
4 years into the series?
I hope so.
Right.
Who are you picking to win the U.S. Open? Golf.
I don't know. Not Dustin Johnson.
Sergio.
Larry Mize.
I don't pick winners. I pick who I think is going to place because you don't get bonus points. You get like 5 extra points for the winner. Who cares? Hot take.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spieth? Stenson?
Phil.
He's not even going to make it.
I know.
He's got his daughter's graduation party.
Is DJ playing or no?
Phil's not playing. He said, yeah, he's got his daughter is graduating high school or something.
That was well planned.
So he said, yeah, he's like, he needs 4 hours between if he was going to make it and like where he has his tee time and where his daughter graduates, like only like 2, so he wouldn't be able to get to the course on time.
Oh.
So he's out.
He could be like Kirk Gibson and be like, she's supposed to graduate high school.
Exactly.
Supposed to throw a party for this shit?
Tiger Woods, he's going to win.
Tiger Woods, okay. Soccer talk, briefly. DCFC won at Kalamazoo yesterday in a much-needed win to take sole possession of third place. Still 7 points behind second place.
Which means?
They're not doing that great.
Okay.
U.S. tied Mexico.
U.S. tied Mexico last night in what looked like a game Bruce Arena was just trying to save his legs of some of the better players for some unknown reason because that was a shit lineup.
It worked.
And it magically worked because of that terrible turnover that Bradley managed to put in from 40 yards out. And then Jeff Cameron played perhaps his greatest game internationally for the U.S. ever. And I don't know why Michael Beasley played the entire time.
Yeah, look like his like fucked up his knee or something. Dude,
he got hurt like 8 times.
Surprised they kept him in.
Including right after they had to stretcher off that Mexican player and they're playing short a man. He immediately went down and laid there for 5 minutes to allow him to come back instead of trying to take advantage of it, and they didn't have to use a sub. Beasley sucks. Can't believe he's on that team. And I can't believe they're using Jermaine Jones in the commentary booth.
Did you see any of the after game when they were Alexi Lalas and Jermaine Jones and the other two guys?
Yeah, who was that? Tom Brenneman calling
it? I don't know. It was like the post game where they did.
Well, I watched halftime. Watched a little bit of post game.
Unless you watched
just halftime.
Oh,
and then the other guy, the Mexican.
Yeah, Alexi Lalas just looked play by play guy. At him.
Who? Jermaine Jones or
no? The Mexican guy.
Oh, because he kept yelling his goal thing.
Yelling, like you see, Alexi Lalas just staring at him. Just like, this isn't funny at all, motherfucker.
I just found it funny that they took Jermaine Jones, who's technically still part of the U.S. men's national team, had him comment on the players and the game in his second language that he's really not good at speaking. Did you hear him talk at all?
No.
So he was born and raised in Germany. He knows very little English. And he is still a part
Maybe
of that
that's
team.
Why he wasn't talking when they're doing the post game. He would just sit there and like sort of awkwardly smile.
He was trying to at halftime. He was trying to describe the elbow. Was it Bobby Wood that took the elbow? Yeah, Bobby Wood that took the elbow early that they wanted a red card for. He was
Wood. Wood have sour balls.
So he was trying to describe it, and it was in the stiff German trying to speak American accent.
Are you doing this stiff?
Stiff wood with sour balls.
He was attempting to say that this guy elbowed him in the face, and it was. And you see, he put elbow right into cheek here.
Did he circle it?
No, he's just talking about it. He had no telestrator. He was talking, holding a microphone. It's his second language. He does not speak English. Why would you bring him into the booth?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's born and raised in Germany.
Those are two things I learned today. I don't remember what the first one was.
Sour balls?
Nope.
Shane Halter. All right, well, it's not going to end on anything better than Shane Halter. And that was soccer talk.
Full circle, back to Shane Halter.
That was soccer talk. Next week we can talk about the expansion draft in the NHL, because it happens next week. And the Red Wings are going to, the rumors are going to let Riley Shahan be unprotected, so that's going to be their pick.
Yeah, I'm busy next week.
Okay. But it's also NBA draft preview.
I can do that.
Zach Irvin?
Oh, yeah.
Zach Irvin to the Pistons?
No, he's definitely a lottery pick. Because he has to be, because the Pistons only have one draft pick, and that's in the lottery.
I'm going to Twins game on Thursday. We can talk about that.
Here?
Your experience at the Twins game?
Target Field? Nice. Target Field's got a lot of craft breweries there. They're spread out all over, but that was really nice. They got a lot of breweries in Minneapolis. Have you been there before?
Long time ago. We're staying right downtown, too. So
nice.
Be fun.
Yeah. Minneapolis is fun.
Cool. Thursday?
Thursday day game.
All right. Well, if you're still listening, Mike's mom. Sorry for the sour balls, stiff
wood.
That's all I got.
I'm not going to say anything.
All right. That's all. We're done. Thanks.